The ancient knight's quest for the Grail. The alchemist's search for the stone of the philosophers. All were part of the great work and are therefore endless. Success only opens up new avenues of brilliant possibility. Such a task is eternal, and its joy is without bounds. For the whole universe and all its wonders, what is it but the infinite playground of the crowned and conquering child, of the insatiable, the innocent, the ever-rejoicing heirs of the galaxy and eternity, whose name is mankind? The Book of Magnus.
The only good is knowledge, and the only evil is ignorance. Azek Ahriman.
The cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherits shall dissolve, and like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. The prophecy of Ammon.
A Thousand Suns. Written by Graham McNeil. Read by Martin Ellis.
All is dust. How prophetic those words seem now. A wise man from ancient Terra said them, or words just like them. I wonder if he was gifted as I am. I say gifted, but with every passing day I come to regard my powers as a curse. I look out from the top of my tower, over a landscape of madness and storms of impossible energies, and I remember reading those words in a crumbling book on Terra. Over the centuries, I read every one of the texts from the forgotten ages that filled the great libraries of Prospero, but I do not think I really understood them until today. I can feel him drawing near with every breath, every heartbeat. That I still have either is a miracle, especially now. He is coming to kill me, of course. I can feel his anger, his hurt pride, and his great regret. The power he now has was unlooked for, unwanted and unnatural. Power is fleeting, some say, but not this power. Once acquired, it can never be given back. His abilities are like nothing else wielded by man. He could kill me from the other side of the galaxy, but he will not. He needs to look me in the eye as he destroys me. It is his flaw, one of them at least, that he is honorable. He behaves to others as he expects to be treated. That was his undoing. I know what he thinks I have done. He thinks I have betrayed him, but I have not. Truly, I have not. None of our cabal betrayed him. We did everything we could to save our brothers. It has come to this. A father set to kill his favored son. That is the greatest tragedy of the Thousand Suns. They will call us traitors, but such an irony will go unrecorded, even in the lost books of Callimachus. We remain loyal, as we have always been. No one will believe that, not the Emperor, not our brothers, and especially not the wolves that are not wolves. History will say they unleashed the wolves of Rus on us, but history will be wrong. They unleashed something far worse. I can hear him climbing the steps of my tower. He will think I have done this because of Ormuzd, and in a way he is right, but it is so much more than that. I have destroyed my legion, the legion I loved, the legion that saved me. I have destroyed the legion he tried to save, and when he kills me, he will be right to do so. I deserve no less, and perhaps much more. But before he destroys me, I must tell you of our doom. Yet, where to begin? There are no beginnings
and no endings, especially upon worlds of the great ocean. Past, present, and future are one, and time is meaningless. So it must be arbitrary, this place where I begin. I will start with a mountain, the mountain that eats men.